you ever wondered what your life would be like if you looked at it from another perspective? What could you learn by opening your mind to other ideas and concepts? Who would you become if you welcomed the possibilities and embraced new opportunities? Hi, I'm Denise Stiegel, CEO and curator at Living Healthy List and your host of the Wonder Series, where we're here to offer you the opportunity to think outside the box and wonder how you can create the life you've always desired. A life on purpose, by design, rather than by default or circumstance. Our weekly interviews feature world-class experts in various areas of health, wellness, personal growth, and fun, who all inspire you with their insight and their wisdom. Receive tips and proven strategies that you can use right away. We are here to excite, engage, educate, and empower you to become the person you've always intended and create the healthy, happy, purpose-filled life that you have always dreamed of living. A new episode of the Wonder Series is released every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and give the Wonder Series a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, please tell your friends about us too. Without further ado, welcome to the Wonder Series. What begins with wonder can become wonderful. Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Denise Stiegel. I am your host here at the Wonder Series. The Wonder Series, what on earth is that? Have you ever wondered what your life would be like if you looked at it from another perspective? What could you learn by opening your mind to other ideas, other concepts? Who would you become if you welcomed the possibilities and embraced new opportunities? Again, I'm Denise Stiegel. I am your host here of the Wonder Series, where we offer you each week the opportunity to think outside the box and wonder how you can create the life that you have always desired, a life on purpose, by design, rather than by default and circumstance. The Wonder Series is sponsored by livinghealthylist.com. Let's see, our weekly interviews, we do these every week, and we feature world-class experts in different areas of health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit more fun into life, all of whom inspire you to with their insight and their wisdom, and a lot of times with their humor. You will receive tips, proven strategies that you can use right away, because it's all great when you listen to something, you think, that's awesome, but if you can't use it right away, what is the point? So here we are truly here to excite, to engage, to educate, but most importantly, to empower you to become the person you've always intended and create the healthy, happy, purpose-filled life you have always wanted to live. A new episode of the Wonder Series is released every Wednesday around 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Google, podcast also. And hey, if you like what you hear, please subscribe and give the Wonder Series a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, tell your friends about us too. So without any further ado, welcome to the Wonder Series. Start wondering and start living. So I'm really excited to introduce my guest today. My guest today is my friend, Meena Puri. Meena was born in India to a family of Ayurvedic doctors. Well, wasn't she lucky? Meena has a reputation for being wise beyond her years and a pretty lady too. She helps her clients live healthy and happy, a healthy and happy life from the inside out. She is compassionate, intuitive, and believes that you can heal from anything. Hi, Meena. How are you today?
Hi, Denise.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Absolutely. I'm excited about your Wonder Series. I love that word, wonder. Hold curiosity.
Curiosity is so important. Yeah. When we're young, we are filled with curiosity. We're always asking questions. We're always exploring. And I think at some point in life, you know, we kind of forget. And
yeah, we don't wonder. We think that however we are living must be the way. We don't ask.
Right. So yeah. Wonder, curiosity is essential to living a healthy, happy lifestyle. Because you're right, we kind of get into a stride, and that's kind of what we feel it's supposed to be. You know, it's okay, it's not perfect, but it's what we've got. And without wonder, that's what we have every day of every week of every year from now till eternity.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but I think that's boring.
It is boring, and it's really, curiosity and questioning, you know, the box that we talk about, that, you know, living outside the box is a box that we have created of our own thoughts. The box is a prisoner. We are the prisoners of our own mind. It's not necessarily that we are at fault or we have done it deliberately. We just, you know, when there's so much spoon fed to us, we don't question. We just think it must be. We forget that people who told us, they actually didn't know.
That's so true. You know, you think of like generations past, my parents grew up in London during the war. So when it comes, when I think of nutrition, what they thought of nutrition and a healthy meal is something very different from what we think of today. Growing up, food was very simple. It was very basic, which in a way actually was probably healthier than what a lot of us are eating.
Yeah,
today.
Food had just become such a sore issue, such a complex issue, such a mind-boggling issue. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating that this is what we have done. And as I think more and more about, you know, this concept of, first of all, we have this, everybody's always trying to lose weight.
Yes.
And,
so
you know, that's a good question to wonder why. Why are we always trying to lose weight? Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think when we talk about, extra weight is unhealthy, and there's merit to that, there's truth to that, but I think we're hiding behind it. I think the real reason we want to lose weight, because we have subscribed to the idea, a fantasy that was sold to us that, hey, at 50, you can still look like you're 15. So we're chasing our tail.
Do I not look like I'm 15 anymore? Because I'm 50.
You're 50, you know what I mean? So we're chasing our tail, and everyone has the solution for you. And mm-hmm. I have to tell you this. It's all the biggest BS. It's playing with your head. It's playing with your head. And actually, that's what I'm going to be doing a live on very shortly. There's not the perfect solution. Anytime when I think, I'm going to follow this plan for 7 days, right? Immediately the stress comes in of following something so rigid. Mm-hmm. And what happens? The stress of it. It's like, I break it. I can't deal with it. So I think the dilemma is that it requires, you know, we're talking about nutrition and food. It requires for us to be conscious from moment to moment and look at what's before us and trust our own ability to decide, to tune into what our body needs, and that we can figure out how to provide it. We are far removed from it because, hey, if you can tell me what to do, I don't have to figure it out.
And I think that goes back to curiosity, to really be curious, yeah, to know what your body is saying. What are the signs?
Yeah.
And with, you know, with weight loss, like you said, everyone's always trying to lose weight. With weight loss, for me, the first question would be, okay, how did I get to this place? Now, granted, I know I'm 50. I'm not going to be the same.
That's exactly, yeah, yeah.
Same weight, or my body's not going to be the same as it was when I was 20. But like you mentioned before, you know, there is a, healthy weight range. And yeah. So if we get beyond that, that's, I think, where that curiosity needs to come in, where we can say, okay, how did I get here? And how do I get back to a healthy
weight range? Moving backwards and, moving forward by moving backward, really.
Oh, I love that concept.
Exactly. You know, you're moving forward by going back to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the root of the problem has become so convoluted and complex that we are trying to solve the problem at the surface level, right? For example, why don't people, to think about eat real food.
That's my phrase.
Right? Why is that so complex? I think the reason why it's so complex, because when you go to a grocery store, I mean, we have the biggest grocery stores in the world. Mm-hmm. Apparently, everything is food. But the truth is, a small percentage is food. Everything else is food lookalike. So why don't we know? It's because we don't know, because the choices are there. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that we actually do not need any of them. The reason why we don't know that is because we have the media. Just, 2 days ago, you watched that ad on this ketogenic bar that helps you lose weight, only has 100 calories, has all the energy you need. Mm-hmm. And so many different ingredients are slapped together that should not even be together. Never mind what the heck it is going to do to your gut. And so when you have that playing in your psyche, so that's why, what we watch, what we feed our psyche, our eyes, our ears, it has an impact on our behavior. That's why we don't watch, consume, TV and media without censoring it. You don't just watch anything. So, you happen to be in the grocery store and there it is, right on the alley, end of the alley. 2 for 1. Oh my God. I just saw that. If there's a sale, I'm going to buy 10. And this is going to help me lose weight. So you see where we are? Mm-hmm. We're chasing our tail.
And I think
it's really about awareness. So we have to understand and actually that, the real food, if you were to eat real basic food, food that's alive, it's actually no brainer. But we are not there. We already have entered the world or the time of everything complex. Mm-hmm. It's because it is meant to do your head in. It's meant to confuse you. Your desire to look thinner, to look like you're 20 years old and you have all the energy. Well, somebody cashed in on it.
Yep.
Somebody sold you a bill of goods. That was not true. Mm-hmm. And, let me help your dreams come true. We have just the product. Mm-hmm. It's not the product we need. It's the common sense. It's the waking up. It's the consciousness, it's the ability to question and think. Mm-hmm. That's where the curiosity comes in, wondering.
Exactly. We kind of keep going back to that wondering, that curiosity. And it's so true. With all of the information out there, we really don't think anymore on the one hand. On the other hand, there's so much information that we're bombarded with that, making a good decision is really hard because everybody is saying something a little different. Use my product. My product works great. This is a great program. And I remember this when I started, when I was struggling a handful of years ago with a health challenge, is everything was buy my product, buy my program, but there was no connection with that person. And so how do you know? And that's what I love about these conversations is people can actually find us and talk to us and ask questions. So let's go back to the concept of eating real food. And an Ayurvedic practitioner. From that scope, talk to us more about what real food is and how we should be, I mean, incorporating it into every meal, but how do we, one, look at real food, and two, really incorporate it to a point where that is what we eat, that is where we get our energy from, as opposed to all.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's such a big question, but I'll start with, again, so we're talking about whole foods. What's whole food? Mm-hmm. Something you can cook in a pot, add some ingredients, and make a meal out of it. One thing also we have, you know, gotten really lost in is the recipes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Many of them are just absolutely ridiculous.
20 ingredients.
Right. So for me, a recipe is if you're adding two or three ingredients. So your body knows what the heck you're eating. Mm-hmm. Right. Any recipe that says, take this, soak this, grind it, puree it, do this. And I'm thinking, why don't I just eat it before I grind the whole thing?
So true.
Right? How do you make a, you know, banana smoothie, whatever? Just eat the darn banana, for God's sakes. It's not meant to be mixed in with 10 other ingredients anyways.
That's true. That's right? Not
how it was. So really, less is more. People are like, we really have to go back to the basics. That's where our sanity lies. Oh, I don't know how to eat cauliflower. I don't know how to eat carrots. And I'm thinking, well, what can you do with the carrot? Eat it raw, steam it, put it in a soup, shred it. Already, there are all these ways. You don't know what to do, really. Steaming, you have a stove, you have a pot, you have salt and pepper. Let's begin with that and a little bit of butter. There's nothing more wholesome than steaming a bunch of carrots with butter. Try eating that. Instead of thinking that you have to shred it, you have to mix this cheese in it, you have to mix this dip in it. And it's like, what the heck have you made? So your body, you know, when you're adding too many extra ingredients in the mouth, anytime when the food touches the tongue, the body is censoring for the temperature. Mm-hmm. The taste, because every taste secretes a different enzyme to break that food apart, right? Mm-hmm. So, but if you mix so many ingredients all the time, that shouldn't be, first of all, mixed together. The body's like, well, I don't know what that is. So, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. What happens? You actually do not digest it and forget absorbing. So whatever you don't digest, it becomes undigested material, what we call toxicity, when it stays in the body for long, because body simply does not know what to do with it. You know, a very good example would be, like, you know, for example, alcohol comes to mind. You know, when you eat food, hopefully, I mean, you don't throw up. No, you don't get dizzy on it. You don't lose your sanity on it.
True.
Well, that happens when you drink alcohol. You know why? Because your body can't metabolize it. It doesn't know what to do with it. So the only thing it knows how to come back to homeostasis is make you throw up. So now it can relax. So why would you put something in the body that your body doesn't know? It can't recognize it. It doesn't know what to do with it. Keep it simple for the body. Stop adding. You know, I'm always astounded by this long ingredient list for a recipe. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, not happening. Not happening. And actually, I don't know, the way I think, really, I want to teach people how to think, how to have common sense, and how to wonder. And so much freedom can come from all the information, all the recipes, is because the truth is the information that's there, we lack the sophistication to know how to digest it. Same way, when we watch an ad on TV, remember somebody's trying to cash in on your naivety? If we know that, we're good to go. But if you don't know that, we take that as a fact.
Sure, absolutely.
We take that as a fact, and then we are chasing it. Mm-hmm. We're chasing it when really, if we knew that, okay, this is this person's opinion, they're jaded because of this. Do I need it? Do I not need it? All information is not bad information, mm-hmm. but we don't know what to do with it.
I totally agree with that. Honestly, that's why I started Living Healthy List, because there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and each of us as a coach, an expert, we have something, you know, we have a plan or a program for people. But what I find happens is you say people are jaded because they're pushing the product or the program first instead of the education.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, selling something with the heavy duty marketing is not where the merit of something lies. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing we have done really well, we have learned how to market.
Yep.
Some of us. I can't do it.
I'm not very good at that.
I'm going to give you the information, and I, you know what I mean? I'm not a marketing person. So when that's done really well, you see what they want you to see. Mm-hmm. So again, back to what you do. Please question. Please question everything that you consume. Mm-hmm. Ask questions, just like you were like in third grade. You raised your hand. It didn't make sense. Same way. Ask a question. Ask, really, is this really true? What do they mean by that? Right. Mm-hmm. So we really need that level of query within ourselves to know what information to follow. Mm-hmm. If it's a fact or a belief, if it's real or unreal. And to go back to our basics, to go back to our own intuition and common sense, we actually not need much. We just need to, first of all, A, realize we have common sense for a reason, that we can trust it, that simple is the ultimate sophistication, is less is more.
I love that. Simple is the ultimate
sophistication. Less more, right? You know, I'm not trying to every day make gourmet, presentable food competition type of meals. You don't need that, right? But what we need to be able to know, to be able to feed ourselves with healthy foods that are fuel for the body, that's medicine for the body, mm-hmm. and be done with all the other food look-alike. It isn't food. Mm-hmm. It's a temptation for your taste buds, because what has happened in the Western culture, or actually all the cultures, slowly what we are moving into, we are catering to the taste buds. We cannot think beyond. You know, we limit the food to the taste buds and the calorie. Mm-hmm. It is such a mental trip.
The calorie part is really hard. Kind of
it's such a mental trip.
That weight loss piece. You know, with so many people looking for, you know, to lose weight. And, you know, we do have an epidemic of diabetes and here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in Canada and
everywhere.
Yeah, right. It's just growing. And I think what we need to do is really to just get back to, when we talk about get back to the basics, get back to curiosity and get back to that simplicity. You know, we think about calories and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can only eat 1200 calories.
Your body doesn't care about calories. Your mind does. Mm. Your body has no clue about calories. Your body is not looking at calories. Your body is looking at energy, nutrients. Am I getting them? What do I do with them? Right? It's your mind that's, you know, kind of tripped over itself saying calories, I'm going to control calories. We're not meant to live this way. Eating is not meant to be that difficult.
I agree. And I have to say, like, when I first got married, I was very guilty of, you know, trying to put on this, you know, gourmet meal all the time. One, it was stressful.
Yeah.
And, you know, my background is food and beverage. So I mean, I'm an amateur mm-hmm. chef. I am. But what I have found as the years have gone on is the simplest, going back to simplicity. And I've always mm-hmm. believed in eat real food. It's one of the things that I preach. Actually, in the book behind me, The Successful Body, my chapter is titled Eat Real Food.
Eat real food. Yeah, exactly.
And I think where the eat real food and the calorie piece can come in is if you're eating real food, the calories don't matter because you get full from the real food that you're eating.
Real food, exactly.
You're not craving.
You know, real food. Why do we have cravings? Because we have nutritional deficiencies. Mm. Because we have consumed enough calories, but we don't have the nutrition. That would be very true of all the processed food. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't just stop at one. It's addictive, mm-hmm. right? There's like a taste-brain connection going on. And people can't stop it. They open up a can, you know, think of a carton with them. They know, but they've gotten into this loop mm-hmm. that they don't know how to get out of.
Yep. And it's so true.
It's, you know, so much. It's, you know, we talk about, you know, the relationship to yourself. So relationship to ourselves is, it shows up in our relationship with food, mm-hmm. in our relationship with other people. So, and there's so much food fills the gap in our psyche in a beautiful way because A, it's accessible, it's in abundance. It tastes so damn good. Who doesn't love to eat, right? It's comforting, mm-hmm. right? It's soothing. It's a companion, especially in COVID isolation days. I think most people have eaten a lot because food has been comforting.
Yes.
Food and YouTube or Netflix, food and screen. That's how people have coped, right? So when we begin to really develop a real authentic relationship with ourselves, this is again the level of consciousness, then we don't need food to fill the gap. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, boredom. Let's eat something. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel so down. Let's eat something. Mm-hmm. Right? I feel so happy. Let's eat something.
There's a pattern here, I see.
Let's eat something. Let's make something fun mm-hmm. and watch something, right? Because, I mean, food has taken center stage. We're now living to eat instead of eating to live.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Right? Because, I mean, God, we dare not sit in front of the TV. It's like, where's the food?
It's so true. Like we don't do this, you know, back in the day when I was younger, I was really, you know, if I was going to watch a TV program, there was a bag of chips. And actually I blame my dad for that. Sorry, Dad. But he would bring a bag of chips down and we would just eat out of the bag. And when you're little, you're not eating a ton of it. But as you get older, you just keep eating, you know, you're just kind of.
Because it's, you know, the pattern is there. You think nothing of it. You think everybody does that. That's what I mean by, you know, curiosity. We think that's the way. Like, where's the popcorn and the chips or whatever? And, you know, where is that slurpy something on my eye? You know, it's just something. It's a thing we do.
Years.
And we never question because we don't think that there's anything different.
Right. And I think it's important to note that, you know, the Slurpee. Now you got me thinking about a Slurpee. The Slurpee and the chips and the popcorn, those things have a place.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
And it's, you know, a celebration. A couple of years ago, I did a program with some Boy Scouts. They asked him about, you know, a birthday cake. You know, how often does mom, you know, make you a birthday cake or bring you a birthday cake? And the kids all went, well, on my birthday. And how often is that? And they're like, once a year. I'm like, right. So the kids were kind of like, getting the concept of, you know, celebratory foods that you eat occasionally.
And yeah, it's not the case anymore. Now there's cake at every grocery store. There's a whole bakery. You can have a cake every single day. Mm-hmm. it's not a treat anymore.
Right. So what is a treat? That's a question. What is a treat now? You know, if we're
exactly, isn't that sad that we don't know what's a treat? Because I mean, we are, you know, it's the dilemma of abundance. Mm-hmm. It's the dilemma of choices. It's a dilemma of abundance, having so much, right? To have being so fortunate. There's a dilemma because we don't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. So it really is about going back to the simplicity piece.
The simplicity piece and thinking, you know, it really will serve us well if we went back 50 years, 100 years to see how our grandparents ate. And how was that? Can we bring some of that into today's world? And, you know, the sad part is maybe one day we'll go back. Maybe we wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be a culture that is, or a world that is so driven by the bottom dollar, the bottom money. Maybe we can live in a world where everything is not about money. Mm-hmm. After all, how much money do you need?
It's so true.
When would it be enough? How much is enough?
Yeah.
Right? So if we're not driven by that, we're just simply driven by fulfilling a need and connecting that there's someone on the other end consuming what I'm making. Are you selling somebody health or are you selling somebody an illness? Why would you want to do that? So if we can actually come back to that, I don't know, it's a dream. Maybe we can. Then, you know, then we're all cooperating. We're all in this together.
I think from what
until then, we have to wake up. Mm-hmm. Until then, you know, all that glitters is not gold, right? True. More is not always better. Only better is better, right? And we have to take personal radical responsibility of that. Here you are in this world of abundance. And we've lost the wisdom. We have the information, we don't have the wisdom. So the wisdom is going to come from exactly, let's borrow it from our ancestors. Mm-hmm. Let's borrow what people, the ancient sages knew. What do they know that's still applicable today? So let's borrow and tune into something from them and how can we bring it into today's world? And then taking that individual responsibility, one person waking up, you know, can you imagine if, you know, I live in this, you know, I'm on the 17th floor. There's a grocery shop here, beautiful grocery shop. Suppose I could teach everybody, if I start acting like when I go grocery shopping, I'm a very clean eater. I do love my potato chips every now and then. It's a treat.
Me too.
I love fun food. You know, I create all kinds of fun, crunchy, scrumptious food, but that's not an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. So suppose everybody knew I could clean out everybody's cart at the end of the grocery aisle, like a little education. All of a sudden, the store, oh my God, this population here, nobody's buying this shit. Mm-hmm. Supply and demand. Nobody's buying it. Maybe you need to stop carrying it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to stop manufacturing it. Maybe you need to produce something else that people want. Maybe the people are waking up. You know what I mean? Like maybe you now serve people who are woke. Mm-hmm. Instead of serving the people who stayed asleep and you participated in making sure they stayed asleep. Why the heck would you do that to another human being?
It's so true. And it's funny. My husband, Mark, calls those people zombies. They just kind of like go through life and, you know, and you see
everything cannot be about money. Mm-hmm. When you're a business owner, everything cannot be about money.
I do think that there is a bit of a movement that's coming where people want companies to be socially responsible. And
exactly. Think about on the other end, people who, I mean, can you imagine if that grocery store started to educate you on food?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because there's a gal here that I know locally who actually is a nutritionist or a dietitian for our local supermarket. She has a little office in one of them. And I think she
wouldn't that be wonderful?
She does do, occasionally she'll do a talk, but it's interesting. So she's the nutritionist at the big supermarket that still carries all of the crapola that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, that stuff has its, well, not all of it has its place. Some of it is just absolute garbage and people should not ingest it ever.
Some of it should not be there. Absolutely not. Some of them are even making it.
Yeah. What I find, what I have been finding, and this is part of what I do as a curator at Living Healthy List is
mm-hmm.
there are small companies that are trying to do this. But those mom and pop companies, you know, they need startup money. They need marketing money. Mm-hmm. They can't compete in that way with, you know, the big companies, the big, you know, the General Mills and all of
them. Yeah, you know, also the problem is because we don't have mom and pop companies.
Yeah.
We have chains. Mm-hmm. So somebody at the very top that we will never see is yanking the strings,
mm-hmm.
right? So everybody's kind of caught in. Everybody's is caught in that net.
Mm-hmm.
That's why simple decisions like, what a brilliant idea. I never even thought about this before. What a brilliant idea. Have a nutritionist at a grocery store. That's your medicine, people. Then maybe you don't need all these trips to the doctor. Mm-hmm. If there's someone who was educating you, part of selling you goods mm-hmm. of any kind is I'm going to educate you on how to use them. What a brilliant idea.
So they're but ahead of their time.
This is yeah. And you know, and that can happen when your bottom, when you're not concerned about the bottom line, but you really, really want to benefit people, really care about people. And that, you know, my God, can you imagine my store here called Loblaws? If they did that, they will bulldoze half of their store, like they should.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think
there's always going to be those people, though, that they don't care. They don't want to change. It's too hard.
So you know what? That's you. We promote that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to promote that and saying, oh, you know what? Like people don't care. I think we can. We kind of hide. Everybody kind of hides behind another person's story.
Mm.
But people really don't care. I'm talking about you. Do you care? Don't worry about people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care in what you are selling? Do you care that there's another human being on the other end of buying this crap that you are making money out of?
Yep.
Do you want to do that? It's called karma.
Ah, that's where my Ayurvedic practitioner comes in. With karma.
It's karma. It really is karma. Absolutely. Because what is your intention? If your intention is just bottom dollar, money making, I'm sorry, there's karma.
Mm-hmm. What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. It's not any, it's just you're creating it. You're creating your own fate. And yeah, I guess if we can get that into somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've made a good start here. So,
oh my God, you know what? I've never had like, this must be the awakening, the fifth dimension that we are coming up with new ideas. Maybe I need to write another book.
Maybe you do.
Actually, all, you know, funny, all the stuff that I talk about is in this book.
It is.
So the book only gets into Ayurveda. Have you read the book?
I have it. It's in my kitchen.
Oh, wow. So it's going before Ayurveda, like what are the real problems?
Mm-hmm.
What are the problems when it comes to food that we are facing? And that's what I cover first. That's the root cause. And then bringing in Ayurveda on how, why do you need Ayurveda? Because the problems that we have, we can't seem to solve it.
That to me is the best, to me, it's why I love your book, that this particular yeah. book is it really kind of, it's not just here are a bunch of recipes.
No, actually that was my coach at that time, she goes, just write a recipe book. That doesn't excite me, honestly. As you can see, I don't care. You know what? Google it.
Right.
What do you need me for? Recipes. I need you to know how to make your own recipe. So when I started reading the book, I'm like, okay, that wasn't exciting. And I'm like, what am I writing? Why am I writing? I don't want this to be a book on just Ayurveda. It's out of context. Mm-hmm. It's not, but now when I understood why, what is the problem with food? What was my thing that used to drive me nuts? The awareness that came in working with clients. That's the problem. That's when I'm writing the book. So I don't care if you call it Ayurveda, call it whatever the heck you want to call it. We have a problem with food, people, mm-hmm. okay? In so many different ways. So this thing that I call Ayurveda has the solutions for you.
And so where can we find this awesome book? I know where I can find mine. Mine's in
the- okay, this book is on Amazon. So the book is titled Healing Your Relationship with Food, The Ayurveda Answer. My, one of the doctors, he saw the book. He goes, I love this book. Maybe you want to go a little easy saying this, say the Ayurveda approach. I said, no, it's not an approach. I'm not giving you 10 million approaches. You already have so many approaches. That's why we have a problem to begin with, people. It's the answer. So I'm like, no, it's the Ayurveda answer. The book is available on Amazon. If you like a digital copy, you can get it on my website as well. But this is a big book. It's a close to...
It's definitely a book you want in print.
It's a 200-page book, but it's also wide. It's a book that you want to hold in your hand. Like my people who read it, they're like, this is like our mini food and Ayurveda Bible.
It's
highlighted, they go back, they pull it apart. So it's something you want to hold in your hands. And recipes are just a bonus. And I deliberately, if you see my recipes, they're not gourmet recipes because that wasn't the intention. Mm-hmm. I deliberately kept the recipes to a very simplified version. So anybody can make it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know Ayurveda. You don't have to know spices. So you make it really simple so you can begin to use it. Really simple, simple recipes, simple ingredients. So yeah, get a copy of that book and it'll change your life. If we can, you know, we can heal our relationship with so many things. If we can heal our relationship with one thing, we can go into one thing and heal completely. We can go inside our relationship with food and heal our life. We can go inside our relationships with our spouse or a child or a friend and heal our life. Is the point is, are you willing to go inside it mm-hmm. and really expand into it and really heal from it? So if we only need, you know, we can go into one area of our life. If we can go inside it, it's the whole thing. It's the whole deal.
Mina, this has been such a joy to talk to you. We could talk about this.
I know. So and nice. You know what's funny? This morning I was thinking about, I'm like, I got to start doing some more conversations around food. How do I do it? And my client said, she said, just start talking. Whatever comes out of your mouth is good. Doesn't matter.
Absolutely. When you have the knowledge and the experience and the tradition of what you do, it does. It comes naturally. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, I have to make this point.
No, I don't care because it's just, you know what I mean? It just never stops. Yep. It never stops. So I think you kind of gave me okay, there's a need. You really woke me up to there really is a need. I need to start talking about the whole food thing.
Well, I tell you what, let's have another conversation. We do have in the next couple of months, we are going to be talking about nutrition. So okay. We have another conversation specifically on nutrition and
how. Absolutely. Yeah, I would love that.
Where we want to be.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Denise. And I love what you do. And I love the Wonder Series. Now I know why they're called the Wonder Series.
Want to
start wondering, hold curiosity, hold fascination.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that.
So I love that. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who is watching today. If you have any questions for me and for Mina, in the notes, the information will be in the show notes. Don't forget, you are going to want to get a copy of Mina's book. So Again, you have been listening to the Wonder Series, which is brought to you by livinghealthylist.com. We're here every Wednesday. You can find us at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. For more information on the Wonder Series or Living Healthy List, just go to livinghealthylist.com. And until next time, I do leave you with this. Start wondering to start living. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Denise. This was fun.
Thanks, Mina.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Wonder Series, brought to you by Living Healthy List. If you're interested in joining us as an expert guest on The Wonder Series, then please email us at support@livinghealthylist.com. And if you're ready to stop wondering and start creating that life you've always dreamed of, then join the Living Healthy List Coaching Club today. For more information, click the link in the show notes or visit us at livinghealthylist.com. Join us next Wednesday for another edition of the Wonder Series. Till then, I leave you with this: healthy living, happy life.